Has the job hunt worn you down? Application after application and radio silence. I know why you're here, and I can help you get there. A job offer, a job faster. You can now book me for $2 a minute for 30, 45, 60, or 90 minutes for a video chat interview preparation session. Don't need 45 minutes, don't pay for it. Want to do 30 minutes now and maybe 30 minutes later once you progress? Let's do it. If you aren't getting responses to your application, we'll meet and rework your resume to get noticed. If you aren't passing job interviews, we'll work through a mock interview so you can put your best foot forward with winning responses that make a difference. I'm here to consult with you if you're in a unique situation and want input from someone that has seen it all and can help you succeed, like I have so many others. It's super simple. You just go to jobinterviewexperience.com and click the $2 minute coaching button at the top of the page. Select the amount of time you want to meet, and then you can look through my availability without having to pay. Pick a time and pay $2 a minute for 100% of my attention. Check out the testimonials while you're there from listeners to this podcast that I've worked with in just the last couple of weeks. It's blocked into 30, 45, 60 minutes and more, so we won't go over. You won't get charged any more than what you pay for at checkout. Remember that the faster you invest in yourself, the faster you land that dream job. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com or follow the link in this episode's description. I'm excited to meet with you, help identify what's holding you back, and help you take control of your career today. Welcome to the Job Interview Experience. My name is Matthew. I'm a former executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, and today, the founder of CandidateClub.com Interview Prep and your host of the Job Interview Experience. Joining us today is Brian Adams, the CEO and founder of PH Creative, recognized as one of the leading employer brand agencies in the world. PH Creative specializes in building world-class employer brands, EVP, and talent engagement strategies for companies such as Apple, American Airlines, BT, and Virgin. The double best-selling author of Getting Goosebumps and Give and Get Employer Branding, Brian joins us to explain the world of employer branding, what we should look for as job seekers, and how to use this information to find the right fit while you are seeking out your next employer. Brian, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Matthew. Thanks for having me on.
Can you tell me, when you aren't writing bestsellers or you're not working on your next one, speaking or working, what are you doing for enjoyment outside of the professional world? How do you like to spend your time?
Wow. Oh, free time. That's a concept at the moment. But I love painting and drawing and anything that can just let me lose time. So I'm a frustrated artist. I did that when I was very early on in my career, and that's how I unwind and relax.
Is there a certain art style or drawing style or I guess subject matter that you like to cover?
Not really. I tend to do portraiture, but I've done landscape as well. I love a wide range of artists. I love the Impressionists, Picasso, and anything from Andy Warhol, and so it's general and broad, and I appreciate art. I can't say I'm a great artist, but I certainly enjoy it.
Can you help us get caught up on your journey to where you are today with PH Creative and your expertise? What's the path that brought you here to be considered an expert in employment branding?
Yeah, so my background is branding and design. And in 2004, I was in a job that I really liked, but it was intense. We did sometimes 18-hour days. It was working for a magazine, so the routines were monthly. We had big targets and deadlines. But I loved it, and it was a passion. So putting all of that time in when I was young didn't matter so much. But I had a horrible boss, and one particular day, he was super mean to me, and he embarrassed me in front of about 50 people. So I quietly stood up, walked out, and never went back. And I started PH Creative the very next day. And part of the motivation for that was to prove that you can be successful in life and in business without being a jerk. So that's been a big motivation for how I run PH Creative. And we started out as a branding and marketing agency, and we specialized in employer brand probably about 10 years ago now, because we were lucky enough to work with a couple of organizations in the recruitment space. And then we thought, you know, it's much easier getting hold of HR people than it is marketing directors. They're nice people. And it's almost like the more human side to marketing. So we went from there. You know, and employer brand is still relatively in its infancy. So ever since we doubled down and focused, we've enjoyed quite a lot of success, and our reputation's built from there.
For our listeners that are new to this, can you explain what employment branding is, why it's important to employers?
Yes. So our vision is everybody loves their job. And how we do that is we work with some of the world's largest employers to help them better articulate the employee experience. So as job seekers, you can make smarter decisions as to who to apply for roles for, so you can thrive in that role, not just survive. And it's funny, isn't it? Because there's a lot of pressure when you're looking for a job. It's difficult, and there's a lot of applications, a lot of interviews. And but there is a $1 trillion industry on the other side. Organizations put a lot of time and resource trying to find the best candidates to fill their pipeline of talent that they need. So we're there to help them do that, you know, by being as attractive and as appealing, using authenticity and transparency, so people make better career decisions.
How do the things that you do impact the job seeker? And then as an employee, how does it improve their life or their perspective of a company?
That's a great question. And a lot of it comes down to brand positioning and talking about, you know, everybody's looking for some sense of purpose, some sense of impact, and a sense of belonging. You know, those three things are pretty much what everybody's looking for in a role. So we try and help organizations be better storytellers and bring those things to life and give examples of how somebody's going to feel if they join that organization. You know, is it going to be a good use of their time in terms of driving their career forward? Is there an opportunity to contribute to some citizenship and leave the world in a better place? And can I bring my whole self to work and feel like I belong? And, you know, so it's all of those ingredients that we help organizations put into storytelling and communications on their career website or on their social media channels. So when you're reading a job ad, does it speak to you? Does it have all the information you need to make a decision as to whether to apply or not? Candidates have a lot of choice these days, and, you know, my clients want to be that choice. So, you know, that's the goal. That's what we try and help them achieve.
What is it that makes you and PH Creative different than other options for the companies that hire you?
That's another great question. So employer branding, as sort of still as young as it is, it was a lift and shift from the marketing department. You know, so inherently it's just about companies talking about their strengths, their benefits, and the opportunities to be found. What makes PH different is very early on, looking through the lens of a candidate, very empathetically, the biggest question a candidate is trying to answer is, do I have what it takes to do this role? That's like definitely one of the big sort of questions. Can I do this? And is the effort and sacrifice and commitment worth the benefits that you get from it? So actually, rather than just an organization talking about strengths, benefits, and opportunities, it's important for them to talk about the adversities and harsh realities to be found as well. And when you look at Glassdoor, you know, that was bought by Indeed for over $1 billion. It's because job seekers feel the need to go somewhere to find the truth, you know. And so our approach is like I wrote in my last book, I'm more of a give than a get. So not just what you stand to get from the employer, but what you actually have to give in order to receive those benefits. And what we find is that two-way value exchange, it's much more authentic, but also much more valuable to the job seeker as well.
Is there a common message that you find yourself sharing with employers, maybe a frequent mistake you see them making or something that commonly needs to be changed to help them improve on the employment side?
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest thing is resisting the temptation to make the job sound much better than it actually is. You know, we've all got like the best versions of ourselves, you know, and we've also got the best version of any one particular role, but it's not all sunshine and rainbows and unicorns. You know, everybody knows this. Every job we've ever had, you have your good days and your bad days. So the biggest pitfall most brands fall into is just telling you how amazing this role is going to be and how good every day is going to be and how easy is it is, all the benefits. And actually, no job seeker believes that. And more importantly, to make that career decision, you need to know, okay, what's it like on the worst day? And what's the effort I need to put in? What's the expectations, demands that I'm going to find and face when I've started this job? You know, because no one wants to start a job and then feel like, hang on, I've been missold, or I can't do this, or this isn't for me, and leave and start the process again. You know, so it's about bringing balance and equity across the board, really.
Something that has always interested me is in my time as a recruiter, I've hired during low unemployment economies and I've hired during high unemployment economies, and how differently the company approaches hiring. And I would say maybe their attitude towards the potential employee is completely different, typically, based on that. Economies aside, how have you witnessed the corporate view of the potential employee, the potential hire? How have you seen that change over time?
So employers are finally realizing that candidates aren't applying for roles, they are shopping for roles. And now more than ever, people have choice. But actually, beyond that, organizations have to not just tell good stories about what it's like to work there, they need to introduce an element of story doing. They need to prove, you know, and give somebody the opportunity to contribute to something meaningful. So what we're finding now is the employer branding industry is definitely working really hard to cut through the noise and adopt that give and get approach to employer branding. So the communications is a lot more balanced and a lot more representative of what people will find. That's definitely a trend. But you know, this is something for the job seeker to think about. I mean, the industry is growing in terms of the research that's going into finding out how and what people really want, and you know, what motivates them and drives them. You know, so companies are working hard to really understand how to be more attractive and authentic at the same time.
Give and get employer branding is probably on the other side of the table than a decent amount of our listeners. But I'm really curious what lessons they can learn from understanding, or from your close understanding and writings of employers.
So organizations pay companies like mine to help them better articulate who they are. But the research phase of that is to discover exactly who they are. You know, to find, okay, what are your values, and you know, what is the culture, and where does this organization need to go going forward? So when applying for roles and jobs that you want in specific companies, what really stands out is if you can speak to the values and do the research of, you know, what matters to that organization and demonstrate your capabilities and how they align. You know, you tell stories about how your character has grown, the things that matter to you are important, that resonate and align with the culture of the organization. Those things are higher up the priority list than they've ever been, and it'll help you stand out as a candidate and get people's attention.
What can we think about 5, 10, 15 years from now, as far as the relationship, maybe as far as applying for jobs and then that interaction between the employer and the job seeker, but also how companies communicate with their existing employees. I know that the change from work from home has already turned some of this upside down unexpectedly. But as far as where things are going, how do you think things will change in the next 5, 10, 15 years?
Well, I think there's a lot more choice for employees and candidates, you know, and I think taking a second, and we've seen this with the Great Resignation, as they're calling it, you know, people are having life decisions and epiphanies, you know, and be really clear on what you want to get out of your career and be vigilant sort of setting that out and being open to talking about that in interviews, because you'd be surprised how pliable organizations are and how flexible they can be to accommodate. You know, their organizations are screaming out for great talent right now, so there's never been a better time to apply for roles. You know, as stressful as it can be and as competitive as it can be, there are a lot of opportunities out there. But going forward, investment in alumni, so staying in touch with people who have left organizations, is definitely something that is on organizations' mind and will continue. So if you can be a good citizen to the organizations that you left, from a personal branding perspective, that will be valuable and possibly useful in your next career move. So that's definitely something I would bear in mind.
Before our time comes to a close, you know, what message do you have to help motivate and encourage us? You know, while we're working through, our listeners are working through this leg in their journey, I know that you can look at this from a different perspective as them, because you understand the people that will be hiring them and the companies that are seeking out their talent.
So I've never seen a time like this where there's been so many open roles, but it's been such a competitive landscape as well. So what we're seeing is a significant amount of choice and opportunity. And as a job seeker, my number one priority would be to be very, very clear and confident with what you need in a role to really thrive, and be selfish around what's going to drive your career forward. And then do your research, you know, spend time on career websites, go onto Glassdoor, get to know the culture and the values that drive an organization, and apply for those roles. And focus on standing out and aligning with those capabilities. And I think you'll do really well. I mean, there's so many new opportunities now. And the other thing that organizations are focused on is internal mobility. So the role that gets you in a company might not be the role that you end up doing. And there's a lot of opportunities once you're inside. Getting your foot in the door can be 99% of the hard work. So get yourself in there. Organizations where you can bring your whole self and feel like you belong, and then exploit the opportunities on the inside. There's a lot of those opportunities at the moment.
Brian, thank you so much for joining us. I'm personally quite interested in your work and plan to seek out some of that. For our listeners that feel the same way, how should they connect with you, or where should they go to learn more about what you've talked about today?
Sure. So you can check out our website at ph-creative.com, or I'm very active on LinkedIn. So just search for Brian Adams, spelt just like the Canadian singer, and PH Creative, and you'll find me there.
Thanks so much, Brian. Hope to speak with you again soon.